This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. King Soopers workers in Metro Denver approved a 3-year contract with the company. The union says the deal includes raises, some of up to $5 an hour. Speaking at a town hall with Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders last night, Aurora King Soopers supervisor Andreas Becerril said he was ready to get back to work after striking for 10 days.
We felt like we did something, you know? We all went out together and we stayed out there together and we proved our worth, you know, because those stores were empty.
Other unionized stores in Colorado are expected to vote on new contracts over the next week. The Bureau of Land Management is seeking public feedback on dispersed camping in Chaffee County. KRCC's Mike Purcell has more.
Visitors to Chaffee County looking to explore and stay on public lands have increased dramatically in the past few years. According to a 2020 survey, many respondents are okay with that, but a majority also said the increase is contributing to degraded forest and wildlife health. Mary Beth Peacott is with the Bureau of Land Management.
In addition to loss of vegetation, we're seeing a lot of trash left behind and human waste exposed. And, you know, about 25% of the campsites that are out there on any given weekend need to be cleaned up by BLM staff.
The BLM is considering several management strategies for dispersed camping. Public comments will be accepted through the end of January. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Several inches of snow fell across the Front Range and ski communities today. State officials say people should be cautious on the roads and follow traction rules. Some highways, like I-70 and US 285, require snow tires or chains to drive. Meteorologists say the storm should be over by tomorrow morning. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.